Part B. Situation. You are Bernice Wong, a volunteer at a charity called Take Me Home. You will listen to a conversation between you and your supervisor, Timothy Marr. As you listen, you can make notes on page 1 of the data file. Follow the instructions in the question-answer book and on the recording to complete the tasks. You will find all the information you need in the question-answer book, the data file, and on the recording. You now have 5 minutes to study the tasks and the data file.
Thank you.
The conversation will begin now.
Hi, Bernice. I have some information about the fundraising month, and I was hoping you would be able to help me complete a mind map of the four events that are going to take place.
Sure, no problem.
Great. Here's an empty mind map. I've put fundraising month in the middle, then it leads to four separate events. Please write down the date and time, the details, and the cost for each event. Now, the first event we have planned is a charity dog walk.
Okay, that sounds like fun. What are the details?
Well, it's going to be held on the 6th of November from 9:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's a walk from Hatton Road up to the peak. Hatton is spelt H-A-T-T-O-N. People will pay to take part and will raise more money by getting sponsorship from their family and friends.
It's going to be a good way to raise money. How much does it take to organise this event?
It's costing us $20,000 to pay for posters, banners and helpers.
$20,000 is a lot. But the charity should make much more if a lot of people sign up.
True. The next event is less expensive, but may raise a lot of money. We are going to have a flag day. It will be on the 13th of November between 9 a.m. and 12 noon.
So the flag selling will be for 3 hours. I hope we can get plenty of donations.
Yes, I hope so. The event will take place in Central, Wan Chai and Chim Sa Choi.
Okay, Central, Wan Chai and Chim Sa Choi. Got that. And how much will it cost to run this event?
About $10,000, half the amount of the charity dog walk.
Right, so what are the other two events?
Well, the third event is charity stalls. We'll set up stalls in key locations on the 19th of November from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. We'll have products for sale, like T-shirts, dog treats and keyrings.
Hold on. T-shirts, dog treats and keyrings. Apart from selling products, what else will be at the stalls?
We'll ask volunteers to bring puppies from the kennels to the stalls to attract people. I think the puppies will touch people's hearts.
I agree. Hopefully people will buy the products to help raise money.
And the stalls do not cost much to organise because we've got sponsorship from different companies. The event only costs $2,500.
That's good. Now, we just have one more activity.
Yes, a charity auction. People can bid on goods that will be donated by toy manufacturers and pet care salons.
Sorry, how do you spell manufacturers and salons?
That's M-A-N-U-F-A-C-T-U-R-E-R-S. Manufacturers and S-A-L-O-N-S. Salons.
Thanks. When is the auction?
On the 25th of November between 7 and 10 p.m.
Wait, from 7 to 10 p.m. Okay. Will dinner be included too?
Yes. We'll serve dinner first and then have the auction. A supporter has donated $5,000 towards our setting up costs. So actually, it'll only cost the charity $12,500.
That's very kind of the supporters.
Yes. And hopefully, we will raise lots of money on the night. I think that's everything. Thanks, Bernice.
You're welcome. This is the end of Module 4.